We're joined now by Mike Ozanian from Forbes, and he wrote a very compelling piece about baseball franchises and the overall growing value of not only baseball franchises, but the league itself. Mike, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I really do appreciate it, and it's interesting. I think people get kind of bogged down with the overall value of the National Football League, and that's fair and that's justified, but revenues in Major League Baseball, based on your report with Forbes, they're growing by leaps and bounds as well.
Revenues grew 7% last year, which is a nice increase. And if you're a baseball team owner, it really only tells part of the story because you also have a 1/30th share of Major League Baseball Advanced Media, which is baseball's internet technology arm. And that will equate to about $200 million per team. And the investment fund that Major League Baseball has in aggregate is worth about $1 billion. So the owners are scoring on multiple fronts.
And then the overall value of the franchises, which Forbes and yourself are so good at kind of analyzing annually, and the number that jumps out to me is the average worth of a Major League franchise's clock right now at $744 million. That's up 23% from a year ago.
Right, and that value is up because not only are league revenues up from all these new TV deals that we've seen teams like the Astros, the Texas Rangers, and even smaller market teams like the San Diego Padres get, but the national TV deals that are equally distributed to all teams were re-signed last year with Fox and ESPN and TBS, and the new deals for both are going to more than double in value.
When you look at what the Dodgers did last year and the sale to Magic Johnson's group, and people were blown away by the number paid for the LA Dodgers to the point where you're saying to yourself, yeah, even if they could afford that, that sounds ridiculous. And secondarily, what can they spend now moving forward, whether it's for players, which they have been spending crazy, and then spending for other parts of a ballpark or the fan experience or advertising or whatever have you. Do you think that number set a new market for baseball franchises?
Well, I think it will all depend on what happens to the TV deal that they're trying to get with Time Warner Cable. They've come to terms with Time Warner Cable for a roughly $7 billion 20-year deal, and that deal has yet to be vetted by Major League Baseball. The $2 billion purchase price was about $500 million more than the two other competing groups, Stan Kroenke and Steve Cohen, were offering at the time. That the $2 billion is what Guggenheim Baseball paid, and that was contingent on two things, really. The fact that Guggenheim had access to roughly $1 billion in insurance company funds that Guggenheim Partners, the asset management firm, owned or controlled, and of course the new TV deal that would kick in 2014. The big question mark as to whether or not the $2 billion price will be too high or too low will be how much of that new TV deal will they have to share with the other Major League Baseball teams. We know about half certainly will. That's the straight rights fee. The other question is, what about the branding fee and some of the other money that they're going to get? How much of that will they have to share? That could make a difference of roughly up to $1 billion that they would get to keep. So that's going to be the true test, and that I think will end up going to a mediator, because I think Major League Baseball will say all of it has to be shared, and I think the Dodgers are going to feel differently.
Mike Ozanian from Forbes with us here on WBAL. Let me ask you a question. You have the Yankees, of course, as the top value franchise in Major League Baseball at $2.3 billion. If they went on the open market tomorrow, the Steinbrenner said, we don't want to do this anymore, would there be a bidder there or even exceed that dollar amount? Because I think about the Dodgers, and I think about that's a split marketplace with the Angels. No matter how you want to slice the popularity of the two clubs, the Angels obviously are popular. They tend to draw in recent years about 3 million fans. They spend a lot of money in the offseason. I think about a split marketplace for the number two market. Of course, New York is split as well, but it's the Yankees. Could they exceed that number or fall short if they were on sale tomorrow?
I think if the choice was between exceed or fall short, it would be exceed because of two things. Number one, these teams go up for sale very rarely. Secondly, it would not be a distressed sale. Financially, the Yankees are very sound. They don't have a lot of debt like some other teams have, like, say, the New York Mets or the Chicago Cubs. So they have generate a lot of cash, and they've also been very successful at branding. So they've started this stadium business called Legends Hospitality, which they partner with the Dallas Cowboys, and they go out and they help manage stadiums for other teams. So they've successfully branded the Yankee brand, and it would be something that somebody would be willing, I think, to pay a premium for.
Mike, the Orioles on your list are 17th overall, but they had a dramatic increase from last year as well, like all the clubs did, and you have the Orioles valued at $618 million, and they were 19th was the ranking last year. How much does wins and losses have to do with this?
It's helped the Orioles considerably. The way they've turned things around on the field. Attendance is up. I think it'll take a couple of years of continued success on the field to see it start to approach levels how it was several years ago. But it's helped considerably how they've done on the field. And, of course, they also Mr. Angelos, who owns the team, he's the majority owner of a regional sports network, Masson. So that also ensures a steady stream of high rights fees to the ball club. Those two factors combined really help the value of the Orioles and where they are in the pecking order of Major League Baseball teams.
A couple more quick questions for Mike Ozanian from Forbes, and we're talking about the economic report for Major League Baseball before the 2013 season truly begins here. And do you see the value of big league franchises continuing to go up, or is this a big pop and now it's going to level off a bit?
I think that will not go up as much at the rate that they have. I don't think we'll see another 23% increase next year, but I still think you'll see an increase in the high single digits. A lot of it is going to depend on how a couple of teams do. You've mentioned one, the Dodgers. Another team, I think that is really could go either way, are the Marlins. They had a disastrous year in their new stadium. They should be generating much more revenue, and the team should be valued considerably higher than where we have them at $520 million. If that turns into a bigger catastrophe, that could drag down the average team value. If they turn things around down there, it could help pull up the average team value.
Now, final point here, Mike, and I thought it was interesting that you said that the digital arm of Major League Baseball is very successful and it continues to get better and better. Baseball is this perception, I think, and maybe it's because of Bud Selig. They just seem, I think fans expect them to be behind on the times, always kind of trailing the field when it comes to certain things, including technology. Maybe it's because it's the old pastime. It's baseball. It lags behind the futuristic, maybe, NFL. But the truth is, they're ahead of the game when it comes to digital media, it seems. And also, what the big networks are willing to spend for national baseball coverage was above $12 billion with the new deals. And then you have this almost organic growth of these regional sports networks, which might be the future great hope of the existence, as we know it, of television. All this puts baseball in a pretty healthy spot.
Yeah, one of the things I think that baseball has done very well, and I would give credit to Bud Selig for this, is they've let Bob Bowman, who's a genius, run Major League Baseball Advanced Media. And they haven't interfered, and he's sort of run that as a separate entity. And that's done terrific. And I think that one of the reasons why, to your point about the higher national TV deals, is that baseball has an advantage over other sports, which is a huge inventory of games. No other sport can offer as many games. So ESPN and Fox, particularly Fox now that it's starting its new national cable sports channel in August, they can not only put games on television, but also mobile devices and things like that, video streaming. And I think that that's an area that Major League Baseball has recently gotten into the last couple of years, and is, although it's not a huge source of revenue, it is adding revenue to the sport, and it's also helping the sport brand itself. And as you point out, it's a form of marketing, and I think that's really helped the sport.
Mike Ozanian from Forbes. Mike, we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.